Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to do your daily devotion. After listening to Turning Point Audio, then do a short Bible study from our daily devotional prayer booklet, also authored by me, published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. TPGF members and their listeners, engage yourself in this too for your spiritual growth and development. If you subscribe online, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so if you have not already done so. Do the two. Listen to the audio and do study and prayer from the daily booklet. Welcome also to Thursday, the 27th day in June, 2026. Oh, it shall be well with you today, and the power of God shall be upon you. Now, open your hand to receive and be saying, Amen. I receive it as I begin to pray for you. Please do so. I speak to your life. God is sending help, which you need. Someone needs help urgently. That help will reach you in few hours. In Jesus' name, I am hearing. Speak to break all limitations. So I prophesy, limitations in everyone's life shall be broken today. All limiting forces in my listeners' lives be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, you are free. God will give you the upper hand in the battle you are into. I don't know who this person is. Grace will turn your life into greatness. Yes, you shall henceforth be called Grace Greatness. Yes, God by his grace will cause you to excel in all your pursuits in life. Someone listening to me now shall soon become a shining example and a living surprise. People will be surprised at the kind of glory and joy God will put on you. Say amen. Who is this? You are not there yet, but you will soon be there. I say you will soon be there. Whatever that there means in your life, you will soon be there. Yes. Can you do this? Walk around your space, walk around your room where you are and begin to declare, I will soon be there. I will soon be there. My children will soon be there. My business will soon be there. My destiny will soon be there. Do so. By God's grace, I pray for all sincerely and genuinely committed people to this commission. The same strange grace, lifting, provision, breakthrough, abundance, and favor that this ministry is enjoying shall also come on you in Jesus' name. Anointing flows from the head. Good things cannot be happening for me and not be happening for you if you are well connected. Oh no, I prophesy with an anointed tongue that all the goodness and the favor of God, TPGF, we begin to flow to your own life too. You'll be receiving the same order of grace and favor and supply and support. Say amen, I receive it. Who is this? You were sidelined. You were scheduled to die. But by the grace of God and the name of Jesus and this anointing, that untimely death is hereby averted. You won't die. You will see near death situation, but you will escape. It will not consume you. It will not consume your husband. Will not consume your wife or your children. You have escaped. I see escaped. 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 Someone say to yourself, I have escaped. Say it again. I have escaped. Say it again. I have escaped. Yes. Your protection and your defense from God will be intact. June 27th celebrant. Your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long, you will live well, and fulfill your purpose in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Now, to teachings. Please listen and apply. Good morning, Daddy. Daddy spoke about a couple to reconcile during Turning Point this morning. I separated with my wife in December 2020, though we have been having issues before we relocated and we left Nigeria, and she and our kids have since left me and blocked me and there's no way I can contact them. My name is, no, we don't mention people's name here, from Portsmouth, United Kingdom. Wow. You are the head of this union. Why did you allow issues to fester for so long to reach this level? You admitted that you have been having issues before you left Nigeria. The Bible says, be angry, but sin not. Let not the sun set over your anger. This is a lesson for all my listeners. Don't let issues between you and your spouse linger so long. The enemy will take advantage, enlarge it, and turn it to an impossible situation, which is what is happening here. And in Europe and most of the Western world, their laws weigh heavily in favor of the wife and the children more than the husband. Pray that God will touch her heart, and then he will call you towards the way of reconciliation. Please engage in spiritual warfare so that this situation will not consume your marriage. Next, good morning, Daddy. More grace. My brother, 36 years old and single, doing well as a private transporter with his own car. Now he wants to travel out of the country with tourist visa, and he planned to do contract marriage when he gets there in order to get green card. I am quite skeptical about this, but he sounds very sure because his friends in America, they are assuring him and giving him hope. Please, Daddy, what is your opinion about this? Can my family in diaspora on this platform give me their own opinion about this, especially first-hand experience, since they live there? God bless you, sir, and your team of pastors. Wow. So, TPGF in diaspora, UK, USA, Canada, UAE, and all other places, help our brother. Please give your own first-hand advice. His brother is gainfully employed there, owning his own business, but he planned to relocate to your side, like so many people in Nigeria now wish to relocate. While we wait for your counsel, my take is this. Doing marriage contract for visa or green card does not line up with God's word. That's a lie and a fraud. And once you do contrary to God's word, then you are on your own. Well, diaspora members, please talk to us. Next, good morning, my daddy and TPGF family. Please, sir, I want you to explain Psalm 90, verse 10, and Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. I am confused. This Psalm 90, verse 10 is always used at funeral services, and I'm confused, sir. I need clarification because I want to live up to 120 years. Wow. By God's grace, we shall all live long and live well. Now concerning Psalm 90 verse 10 that you spoke about, that spoke about the days of our lives being 70. I have thought about this one many times. Psalm 90 is a psalm written by Moses, not David. Many people think King David wrote all the books in Psalms. No. Now, Moses was lamenting. He was not praying here. He was lamenting the drastic reduction of the span, of the man's lifespan as a result of sin. In Psalm 90, see verse 13. Psalm 90 verse 13, he said, return, O Lord, how long will you be angry with us? Emphasis mine. Then he said, let it repent thee concerning your servant. He was pleading with God to have mercy, though citing or using Psalm 90 verse 10 to preach and teach that 70 is the number God gave to man to live, they are wrong. Even Moses that wrote Psalm 90 did not die at 70, not even 80. He lived up to 120 years. See it in Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. You may read it. And Moses was 120 years old before he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural forces abate. So it means no glaucoma, no cataract, no spondylosis, and no arthritis. I like that. God of Moses is still our God till now. If you obey the laws of hygiene, exercise your body, avoid stress, if you don't harbor unforgiveness in your heart, and you are not indulged in sinfulness, if you live in peace with your spouse and with others, if you mind your diet, live mostly on organic food and adequate water intake. A, if you serve God committedly, if you pay your tithe to remove devourers, we will live to 120 years and above. Let all of us be claiming Genesis chapter 6 verse 3 rather than Psalm 90 verse 10. That's my take. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast it to all of your contact. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, Thursday Prayer Mountain Service in Ikeja, Lagos. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, be on time today. Don't be late. Two services we hold as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. Many people even attend it too. Prayer focus on Prayer Mountain today is bless my food and my water. Exodus 23, verse 25. Bring any type of food, bread, fruit, cake, raw food, or cooked food. They are your food. After the encounter, you will eat or take them home. Let's bless them for you. Anointed mantle shall also be given out free for praying and doing miracle. Come and receive your own. Oh yes, I am back from UK. I will be on the Prayer Mountain today waiting. Oh, I missed you. And I want to thank all TPGF members in United Kingdom, London, UK, Europe that attended that great conference. People fleeing from America. Some persons from Nigeria also fleeing to UK to attend that meeting. God bless you. We have fixed the next TPGF UK conference for June 20 to 22. Prepared. We will tell you more, the venue and more detail. Now, please do so. These two same fast services today will be conducted. We hold in Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Osogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Uyo. At same time, same anointing. Be there with your bread and your water. It shall be blessed for you. Month is already ending. So if you are a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 6666 we are sowing this month, is not yet late. Do yours and do it all over again. In July, it shall move up to 6 as seed 7777. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you will do well. The power of God is heavy on you. The glory of God will retell your story. God bless you. You will not fail. Forward ever, backward never. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.